time, it's always a great opportunity to play against a divisional opponent, especially Green Bay, with them being a very high-powered offense and the quarterback that they have in Aaron Rodgers. I think it's a great opportunity always to be able to play on Thanksgiving, as I got to play the day after Thanksgiving at Nebraska.
Are you and your teammates viewing this as a potential breakout game for the Lions on national TV?
I wouldn't say so. I think this is very similar to what our Monday night game was. Another great opportunity to play in front of a great fan base and great crowd, especially at home. And with that, just be able to continue to show the world that we're a team to be reckoned with, and especially in the whole NFL, but not only in the NFL, but in the NFC.
What would a win mean to the Lions?
I think it would mean we're still on track to where we want to be, and being consistent and winning games. I think that this game means a lot to the city, and I know that I personally would like to end the drought that we've had in these last, I believe, 7 years.
Based on the game that you played against them last year, which you won, do you feel like you are at their level?
By all means, do I think that our team is at their level to be able to play against them? I don't see them as a golden, perfect team. Everybody has flaws in this league, but everybody has great things that they do, and it's just a matter of limiting mistakes that we have on our time and our team, and causing them to make as many mistakes as possible, and to really make the biggest of those mistakes that they do have.
Why do you think teams have so much trouble forcing Aaron into mistakes? He doesn't make many enough.
I don't know. I don't play on those other teams, but I think us as a defense have a great opportunity and have a great unit with the type of DBs that we have that are very good at tackling, as you can see throughout this year. And then us up front, we understand that we have a lot on our shoulders, and that's the way we like it. Being able to put a lot of pressure on him and get him off his spot and not allow him to feel comfortable. I think that's something that really Minnesota did, and Jared Allen and their defense, and they just ended up having a little bit too many mistakes on their offensive side of the ball and a little bit on defense to why they didn't make that game a lot closer.
How do you feel about your run defense this year?
I think our run defense is been pretty consistent. It's just a matter that we've unfortunately given up some big plays, and why it looks bad to the outside world. But I think as a team that we understand where we're at and what we need to continue to do, and that's what we're going to be able to get done, especially going into this game.
How do you feel your battles with Sitton have gone over the last couple of years?
I think over the last year, that since I've only been in this league for 2 years, and this will be the first time I play him this year, my battles against Sitton have been pretty productive. He's a great player, but at the same time, I like going against good players because it gives me a challenge and it gives me something to really hone into, and he's a great player that I enjoy going against because of his talent, his strength, his abilities, being able to have quick feet and so forth. So it's always a fun time to go against him.
Do